Things are opening back up now that the COVID-19 pandemic infection rate is lower. And the Cheers Craft Cocktail team has taken the opportunity to go on the road and visit a distillery in Southeast Michigan. Let's listen.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. We had a nice little trip to Griffin Claw Distillery recently, and I'd like to take the listeners along.
I think that's a great idea, Lester.
Griffin Claw has two locations in Birmingham and Rochester Hills. We're visiting the Rochester Hills site. Griffin Claw is known for its brewing, but its distillery is becoming really popular and is producing something fairly unique, a potato vodka. Now, you might think all vodka is made from potato, but as Tammy noted when she was talking with head brewer and distiller Dan Rogers, it's not.
The vast majority of vodka we drink in the United States is made from grain, either corn if you're drinking Tito's or wheat if you're drinking kind of more artisan stuff. But you guys actually make a grain vodka and a potato vodka, and I'm really intrigued to discover the differences between those two.
Our grain vodka is 50% barley and 50% wheat. The potato vodka is, and it's unique to a lot of potato vodkas because I'll guarantee it is 100% potato. There's no grain in there. It's 100% potato.
So if we're tasting them side by side, which I hope we get to do somewhere along here, how are we going to tell them apart? What's going to be the note that we're going to notice that's different between grain vodka and potato vodka?
You know, theoretically, there shouldn't be a lot of difference, right? The way that we think about vodka is that it's a neutral flavored spirit. Right. You're distilling something to 95% alcohol by volume. You're not going to carry, theoretically, a lot of the character of the base spirit. So am I going to be able to tell the difference when I taste these?
Yes. I'll say our potato vodka has a creaminess to it. And maybe a slight potato character comes through. You'd have to go back and forth with both of them for a bit and really have your palate cleaned to discern them.
Challenge accepted.
Okay.
All right. This is the big moment. This is the side-by-side potato grain vodka tasting. I'm really excited. So I have two glasses. I know which is which. You don't.
Right. Clueless again. That's grain. That's potato.
You are wrong, Lester. Opposite way around. Now, because I knew from the get-go, I can't kind of judge based on what I would think. But knowing that the grain-based vodka is made from two different grains, and also, of course, coming in knowing that it was the grain-based one, I could kind of taste like almost two different kind of flavors there, where with the potato one, it really had that sort of one note, like not in a bad way. I liked the note, right? But it was kind of a little bit more consistent from start to finish, if that makes sense.
I think the potato is creamier, has that little mouthfeel, a little more mouthfeel to it, sweetness. I think it's the dextrins in there, those unfermentable sugars still floating around in there, and just adds that mouthfeel.
You know, after we did that tasting at Griffin Claw, I actually tried those vodkas again, and I'm pretty sure my favorite is the potato vodka.
That is my favorite, too. It's got this really nice creamy texture
right.
And a really even flavor, and it's a little bit sweet. I really liked it.
So you're making a drink now with that particular vodka. What are you mixing up here? What do you got going?
I am going to make a little number called the Hawaiian Sunset.
With vodka? Okay.
With vodka. This is actually a classic tiki drink. We think about tiki as being all about rum, but this dates from the 1960s in Las Vegas at a bar called the Aku Aku Polynesian Restaurant.
I should have figured that. Lots of citrus, grenadine, that all makes sense. How do you make this?
I'm adding 1.5 ounces of the Griffin Claw potato vodka. You'll see in a minute why I wanted that kind of creamy texture and flavor that the potato vodka has. And then to that, lemon juice and lime juice, some orgeat, which is an almond syrup. We'll give a recipe for that on the website. And then just a little bit of grenadine, which is a pomegranate syrup, and shake that up with some ice.
Well, shake away. Oh, that's pink. It's like milky pink. That's really interesting. That's not the color I expected to come out of the tin.
Well, that's why I thought about creamy vodka, creamy looking drink. There's no actual cream in here, but the orgeat, the almond syrup, is made with almond milk. So it definitely gives a creamy look to the drink and a texture.
It looks like strawberry milk. It with does. A little froth.
Yeah, really as nice. as it sits, it'll start to separate out a little bit more, and you'll see more of the pink layer and the frothy layer.
That is a serious channel knife you have, too. I've never seen one that big. You're really digging into that lime for that garnish.
Right. I wanted to cut a nice curly lime twist to make this look as pretty with its garnish as it is pretty in pink.
Well, it looks very pretty. Does it taste good?
That's up to you, Lester.
All right. Let's see what we got here. You see, it's very deceiving because this nice, bright citrus really hits you right away. I was expecting it to be sweeter. It's not. It's really nicely balanced. It's just got enough sweet. I kind of thought this might be cloying, and it's not at all. That is really, really a beautiful drink. I like that.
It's really refreshing. You're right. The citrus comes through at first, and then you kind of get that nuttiness from the orgeat that hits at the end.
And I love almonds.
So this was a perfect pick for you. I don't use vodka a lot in cocktails because it is so neutral that it doesn't have a lot to bring to the cocktail itself. And that kind of works to the benefit of this drink because what you're really experiencing is the citrus and the almond and the pomegranate. You know, you're kind of getting all of those other flavors, and the vodka is just acting as a way to stretch those out, add some alcohol to the drink. But it's good in this case that it's not really an assertive flavor. Rum here would hide the rest of what's going on.
Well, I guess you're pretty happy that Griffin Claw decided to go for potato vodka.
I am, and I think this would be good with other kinds of vodkas as well, right? There is so much going on here. Can you really tell it's potato? I don't know, but it was definitely a fun drink to play with.
Well, cheers. I'm going to have another sip.
Cheers.